I have a strong word for you today. The Lord would not let me leave the subject of health, because in these times, wisdom, health, and wealth are the three things that we really need to know how to walk in. So I have some strong lessons, strong scriptures, strong insight for you this morning. And I pray that everyone under my voice have an ears to hear, that you listen, that you ponder what the Lord is saying. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this Sunday morning. We thank you have taken care of us. You have watched over us. You have protected us. And we know you're a good God. And we approach you by access of your blood and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit who help us to minister the word and help us to hear the word, help us to apply the word. We pray for the men and women of Word of Life Christian Center, that they'll touch all the ever-increasing word partners around the world. We pray that the churches of LTMA are flourishing, that they're following wisdom and walking in your step. We thank you right now, Lord. You're a good God. Open your word, open our eyes, open our ears, that we can apply it, live it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I have some scriptures to open up with, to open the subject before we get into the subject. And John, a very familiar scripture, John chapter 10, John's Gospel chapter 10, verse 10, John 10, 10. Now, a lot of times when we see a scripture like this, we jump with the excitement. You know, I know that scripture there. I've been knowing that for years. Yeah. Is it working? Knowing and having is two different things, you see. Yep. And I think that sickness and disease, they are thieves. And they've been stealing from the church a long time. Now, Jesus tell us in this verse, John 10:10, he captured what his ministry is all about, why he was manifested. And I want you to hold on to that word manifested, because it's going to be important. Let's get the definition of manifested right now. To become known. To be plainly recognized. Thoroughly understood. Three things there. Then I'm going to give you another one. To become known. To be plainly recognized. Thoroughly understood. In other words, not just talk. Another aspect of it was, in the Greek, exposed to view. Exposed to view is something that supernatural became manifested. And then here's another definition of manifestation. Who and what one is. Who and what one is. It should manifest. Whatever you are should manifest. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Because I'm going to give you the subject in a few minutes. Whatever and whoever you are should manifest. All right? Shouldn't be just in the midst of the air. Should that be, let's see it in the spirit. No, it should be manifested. All right? Now, here Jesus give us the whole picture of the whole Bible in John 10:10. It's the whole breakdown. In one voice, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Three things, you see it?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Sickness and disease do all three.
Yep.
Yes, can I get an amen?
Amen.
So that's half of the story. But the other half of the story, I am come that they might have life, and not only that, and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, let's think a moment here while we're reading these verses. This verse for sure, because I'm going to another verse. Let's think now, what side am I on when it comes down to my lifestyle, my living? What example am I? What am I manifesting in my body?
Come on, sir.
Am I manifesting God? or am I manifesting the devil? All sickness and disease is a manifestation of Satan. Now, in 1 John, we'll get to the subject in a moment, but I want to walk you through this plainly because you're going to start manifesting the right way. Yeah, I want you to know I'm going to teach you this morning how to manifest. How to manifest your health. Oh, my goodness. Yes, sir. It's more than just talking about it. I'm a child of God. You have to show it. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. You might put a little smile on your face. It might help me out a little bit, son. Hallelujah. You look mad, Daddy, make me come up in here. 1 John 3, 8. All right. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. Now, first part of that verse. Actually, my brothers and sisters, sickness and disease is a form of sin. Letting somebody overrule you that is less than you. Wow. Now, some change is going to take place in your life because you get mad. You're going to fight today. See, this verse also points out something to us. He that committed sin, see, permitting Satan to stay on your life and your body is a sin committed. Yes, sir. It's something you're not doing. He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sent it from the beginning. See, for this purpose, oh my, look at part B. For this purpose, hallelujah, come on. For this purpose, I haven't started yet, but just say hallelujah. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. Uh-huh. Oh my.
Yep.
Oh my, who is the greater destroyer, I wonder? That he might destroy the works of the devil.
Yes, sir.
The works of the devil. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I'll read one more verse, then I'll read my text. We're going to go some places here this morning, and I'll give you something to live by. But I want you to meditate those two verses. They explain what is the work of the devil and what is the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the work of the devil and what is the work of God? Find out, always locate yourself, who's working in my life. Write it down. Who's working in my life? Who's working in my body? Who's controlling how I come out? Bob in one hand, but yet Satan looked like he's ruling things and he had no business ruling our lives in no aspect. Amen?
Amen.
Now, also to confirm this, there in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. We have to look at that again. Because we're describing where should my body be at this time? Uh-huh. What condition should my body, who should be ruling my body? Who do my body belong to?
Yes,
who I've let stay too long and it wasn't invited?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And it's time for him to go. How many of y'all say it's time for him to go? All right. Acts 10:38 now. I mean, this is so clear. We read John 10:10, 1 John 3:8. Now look at Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. You see that? Mm-hmm. Who went about doing good. So whatever he's doing, he called it good, right?
Yes, sir.
So whatever is not that, it's opposite, it's not good, right?
Right.
And healing all that, now here he is again now, all that was what? Oppressed by the devil.
Yes, sir.
Oppressed by the devil, not possessed by the devil. See, sickness and disease is not possessing you because you're a child of God.
Right.
But it's a type of oppression. But here we see in his voice, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost came to relieve us of all sickness and disease, which are satanic oppression. Mm-hmm.
sir.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Now, listen, please. I read this introduction verses for a reason, because what I'm about to teach you this morning is apostolic.
Yep.
Hell, you know, we're about to go, and then I'm going to go to the text. I thought you read scripture. Just follow me. I just want to clear your mind of where we're going. You got the definition of manifestation, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Did you get it?
Yes,
sir. All right, now listen. This is going to be, listen till you hear this, because this will sound like something normal, but it's not. It's something that God want to introduce to the body of Christ. You ready? Health is the manifestation of the sons of God.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
Wow. That's terrible. When the Holy Ghost told me that. Wow. Health. And then he's going to build up on it. He's going to show you. Health is the manifestation of the sons of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In other words, we are designed to manifest God, to manifest Jesus, to manifest the Holy Spirit, and that is the manifestation of the health of God.
Yes, that's right. Yes, sir, I believe it.
Sickness come, sickness goes, but sickness cannot stay. Write that down. Sickness. So it's only, everybody who listened to me, you're dealing with something, it's only temporary.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have never let you got to this meeting this morning.
That's right.
Are you following me?
Yes.
No type of satanic power will be able to prevail and stay in your life from this day forward.
Yes, sir.
Because you got John 10:10. You got 1 John 3:8. Mm-hmm. You got Acts 10:38.
Yes, sir.
And you got a subject. Health is the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, all my years of preaching, I never heard that our manifestation of health is a proof that we are sons and daughters of God.
Yeah.
All right, now, there's now also the Holy Spirit is telling me to instruct you to take impossible out of your language.
Uh-huh.
You can't keep impossible in your language and walk with God. Everything possible. Now, Romans chapter 8. I'm going to enjoy this morning, whether you enjoy it or not. Romans chapter 8, because I see something that is blessing my soul. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Look at this. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. Lift your hand if that's so about you.
Yes, sir.
Don't snap it. Just keep it up. So keep your hand up. Keep your hand up. So you're saying the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, right?
Yes.
Are y'all Christian out there on the line? Are you all saying that? The spirit that of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. Right?
Yes, sir.
All right, you put your hand down. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you.
Yes, sir.
By his spirit that dwelleth in you. Now, I want you to read, because of time's sake and very many points I have to give you on this help is the manifestation of the Son of God. Is it possible you not manifested?
Come on. Wow.
Is it possible, listen, that you just confess it?
Wow.
But the Holy Spirit, and by access of the blood of Jesus, God wants to bring your manifestations into reality. But you got to go beyond normal church life.
Yes, sir.
Because we have become satisfied and adjusted to sickness and disease.
Yes, sir.
And you must stay angry. You must stay bold. And you must feed on scriptures about your health and your healing every day.
Yes.
Read it out loud. Because a lot of times we have scripture by memory, but not by manifestation.
Yes, sir.
All right? We're talking about manifestation now. We're talking about things happening in our bodies, in our lives, because God's word is true. How many of y'all believe God's word is true? All right, now, so I want you to read between Romans 8, 11, but I want to read now, go ahead and read verse 19, Romans 8 and 19. For the earnest expectation of the creatures waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the manifestation of the Son of God, we must manifest hell.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We must put Satan in his place. And that's why I teach you all three parts, your spirit, your soul, and your body. I almost call it sanctified hell. See, when your spirit, soul, and body recognize the sanctification of God, that you've been set apart to display God in the earth realm. You've been set apart as a child of God to manifest as a son of God. Not way to go to heaven. God don't need you manifesting in heaven.
That's right.
God needs your body, your spirit, your soul, and your body manifesting right here, right now, where everybody can see in the midst of sickness and disease, there's a man, there's a woman that won't bow.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, body of Christ, we are in miracle season.
Yes, sir.
We are in the season of miracles.
Yes, sir.
Satan is showing his hand.
Yes, sir.
And so now the Father going to take a remnant, two out of 12. There's 12 spies, you see. But he's going to take a remnant and manifest. Will you be in that number?
Yes, sir.
I don't care how long you've been carrying that sickness. I don't care how much medicine you're taking. I don't care what your doctor said. Thank God for all that. But listen to the preacher. Listen to the word of God. Listen to your manifestation is coming to your house today. Acts 17, verse 28. Notice what it says. You need to come back to this. For in him we live. What kind of life do you expect to live in him?
Wow.
If you're living in him.
Wow.
You cannot live in him in sickness and disease. Because sickness and disease is not him.
Okay.
Come on now. Y'all gonna let me preach up here? Huh?
Yeah.
For in him we live and move and have our being. Why? Because we are his offspring.
Yes,
so whatever Jesus manifested, Leroy ought to manifest.
Yes.
Chantel ought to manifest. Whatever it is.
Yes.
You follow me? Watch what I'm saying now. That's our divine privileges as children of God. Religion has stole this from us. You see, regular has stole this from us. Thinking only healing have stole this from us.
Yes,
no, God wants his children to walk. Beloved, I wish above all things your prosperity and being healed.
Yeah.
See, that's a secret there, even as your soul prospers. So your soul don't want to keep you sick. Now I'm going to deal with that later on. The whole world need to see the power of God.
Yes, sir.
Manifested in your body.
Yes, sir.
In the midst of sickness and disease. The whole world. Oh, hallelujah. Need to see the power of God manifested in your body in the midst of sickness and diseases. And I heard the Lord say just now, it's not just about you.
That's right.
I'm tired of you being sick representing me.
Right.
You saying I can't do it.
Yes,
you listen to another voice.
Yes,
what I told you in John 10:27.
Yes,
what I told you in John 10:12. Look at it. What I told you in John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice.
Yes,
And the voice of a stranger. Every time you're sick and can't get well, you're following the voice of a stranger. We got to bring this out. We got to make it clear. We got to make it real. We're not in condemnation. We're in convincing and producing courage and confidence for you to stand and use this sword of the Spirit and cut your way out of sickness and disease. See, he told her, I come that you might have life. I come to destroy the work of the devil. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Until you get mad, until you have enough understanding in the Spirit to know that I got to stand, I have to stand until I make it plain that God, with Jesus' stripe, I am healed.
Yes.
It means you are healed while you're sick.
Wow.
See, he keeps telling you sick, you keep answering back, no, I'm healed. Your body saying one thing, your body don't run the show. Your body is a servant. You can tell about, you can't have what you want, body. You got to have what I say. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Come on. See, stop living like you a body. I got you. I told you. Stop living like you are a body. You are not a body. You are a spirit. How the body going to run your spirit? Your spirit say you're healthy. Your body say I'm sick. Who ruling who? And see, most people trying to get healed by their body. That's where all the physical accolades come from. They're trying to do it by their body, but they're not working the scripture day in and day out. I'm gonna read this one more time and we'll give you the first point. Health is the manifestation of the sons of God. So if I'm a son of God, if I'm a daughter of God, I should not be manifesting the devil.
That's right.
Everything, watch this word I'm about to say now. This is gonna be, we're talking about manifestation, right?
Yep.
Everything that is not manifesting the health of God in my body is temporary. It is an attack. I say something to let it rhyme. But the attack has to stay packed. Because it got to move.
Yes, sir.
Now we're in this world and we're in a house that is subject to be attacked.
Yes.
But don't accept the attack as if it's from God. Because God is a God of health.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying? Now, I want to leave this subject. God said, no, you can't leave it because the church is invaded with sickness and disease.
Yes.
And they have accepted as a way of life.
Yes.
And it's unscripture. Good God Almighty.
Come on.
It's unscripture, ungodly. It's undivinely.
Come on, sir.
It's not right.
That's right.
And the healing power and the help anointing is flowing while I'm teaching.
Yes.
So let me read this one more time. The whole world needs to see the power of God manifested in your body in the midst of sickness and disease. And then I wrote, let's see how to yield to God's healthy place. Let's see how to yield. Releasing your health revealing your health restoring your health as the now you got to be listening now because you probably never heard it before as the resurrected right of the believer. The resurrected R-I-G-H-T, the health is the resurrected, go back to Romans 8:11.
Uh-huh.
It's the resurrected right of the believer. Other words, there is dunamis power. There is resurrected health power that belong to me. Other words, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead can raise my body from sickness and disease.
Yes, sir.
And I have, but it's 1 John 4:4. You have overcome them, little children. That's it. Because greater is he that is in thee, in you, that, than he that's in the world. That's it? You of God. Whoa, I want to dance. You are of God, little children. Don't forget that. And have what?
Overcome
sickness, disease, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart. You've overcome them because they're all satanic power.
That's right.
They're all little serpents. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Satan is called the God of this world. He's the God of this world system, but he's not your God. All sickness and disease come from him. You see it? So now put that verse with Romans 8:11. Put 1 John 4:4 and Romans 8:11 and see how you can cut up. But if, and it's so, you were born again, child of God.
Yes, sir.
So it's not no but if no more.
Yeah.
See, when you're reading the scripture, you got to get it clear now. But if. You see, you can't read that no more. You're Christian.
That's right.
Ain't no but if.
That's right.
Is.
It is.
See, the spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in me.
Yeah.
Ain't no but if. The but if is somebody who didn't get the revelation. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also, now look what, why is it not, quicken your supernatural body.
Yes, sir.
No, it didn't say no supernatural body. What mortal mean? What mortal mean?
Flesh.
Flesh?
Yeah.
What mortal mean? Weak?
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But see, your body is not normal no more. Your body, you have a right now to have a supernatural body. Because the Spirit of God in you, but you got to control it, you see, shall also quicken your mortal body. How? By his Spirit. Notice that Spirit is a capital S.
Yes, sir.
That what? What did it do?
Well,
he must have left. He must have left. You sick and can't get well. He left. I'm telling you, he left. Now, I tell you, your Spirit of God not in you no more. He's going to come back to take you to heaven. See? No, he dwells in you.
Yes, sir.
You follow it?
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes,
yep.
So look at Romans 8:11 and Romans 19 again. Read both of them. Romans 8:11. I want this to get down in you. This is so important. I'll read it and you listen. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, and the spirit of Jesus that raised Jesus from the dead do dwell in me, he that raised up. You know what he raised up? He raised up Christ's body.
Yes.
Why can't he raise up your body? He raised Christ's body from death.
Yeah.
Why he cannot raise my body from sickness and disease?
Wow.
I said he raised Christ's body from the dead.
Yeah.
I'm not dead yet.
That's right. Wow. Glory.
If he can raise a dead body, he can raise a live body.
Yes.
Should also quicken. Quicken means make alive your mortal body by his spirit that, Lord, have mercy, that dwelleth in you. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Stick with me now. Now we jump. I told you to read the verses between them, but go to verse 19 now, because I'm showing you something. God showed me. For the earnest expectation of the creature, what are you doing?
Wait
is for what?
The manifestation.
Of who?
The sons of God.
The world is waiting on the church to manifest as son of God and not just keep talking about I'm a child of God, but walk it and let it be seen that you're standing in another level.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
1 Peter 2:24.
That's so good.
1 Peter 2:24. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel the Holy Ghost, man.
Hallelujah.
Somebody getting healed right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
1 Peter 2:24. Did y'all hear me?
That's good.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Who is on self? Talking about Jesus. Bear our sins in his body on the tree.
Yes, sir.
How many believe he bears your sin?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all believe you're saved?
Yes, sir.
Members, how many of y'all believe you're saved? How many online, son? On a tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. Uh-oh. Look what does it say in that voice. By whose stripes someday we're going to be healed when we get to heaven and walk down the golden street through the pearly gate. No, it don't say that.
Oh.
By whose stripe what?
You were healed.
You were healed means I am healed. I don't care what's going on in your body. You understand? Your body do not run you. Don't settle for that. Don't settle for your body. What? Oh, my God. Don't settle for your body and settle for man. Come here, talk to God about it.
Yeah.
Ask him what to do.
Yeah.
Ask him, what am I doing wrong that my body acting so bad?
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't mean you have to be doing nothing wrong. It just don't like you. But you got to find out, am I a part of my sickness?
Wow.
Now notice, these scriptures helped me so much in my early days of ministry. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. Powerful, man. Revealing your health as the resurrected right of the believer. Revealing your health as the resurrected right of the believer. Your health is a resurrected right. Wow. You must let the Spirit rise you up from sickness and disease. Every time you go to bed the next morning, expect to be risen.
I believe it.
Some disease fight longer. I've seen them. But all of a sudden, sometime, I've been healed suddenly many times. Suddenly, the thing gone.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Suddenly got to come.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the third day got to come.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 8:17 now. Look. That it might be fulfilled. How many want to fulfill the word of God? How many want God to fulfill his word in your life? Which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet saying, himself took what? Our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now, I'll tell you a secret about this, but I'm not going to stay there long. I'll come back and teach you later on. Infirmities is talking about sickness of the soul and body.
Uh-huh. Wow.
The soul need to be healed.
Yep.
And the body need to be healed.
Yeah.
And the body cannot get healed without soul healing.
Yeah.
Your mind need to be healed. Your imagination need to be healed. Your conscience need to be healed. Your emotions need to be healed. And we'll get to that. The cross is the health enforcing weapon. The cross is the health enforcing weapon.
Yes, sir.
God got a weapon.
Yes, sir.
The cross is the health enforcing weapon. So your health is being enforced by the cross of Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 53. And 5.
Yes, sir.
I know the enemy didn't want this to get out because he got me on my nose. He got Isaiah 55 and 3. But the Holy Spirit made a recall. Mm-hmm. He didn't want that voice to be out.
Yes, sir.
See, I said a cross is the help in force. You ain't never heard that before. Go pick up some books. The cross. See, I know when an imprint being made on my spirit and my soul for the minister to the body of Christ, because God taking the body of Christ, a remnant, he that have ears to hear. Huh? But the cross, but he's wounded for our transgression. Oh, Lord. He was bruised for our iniquities. He's not through yet. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Wait a minute. And with his stripe, we are healed. When COVID-19 leave?
Now.
See?
Now.
The stripe, we're healed. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Galatians chapter 3, what are we talking about? The cross is the help in force and weapon. That's been a subject there. That's been a good subject to preach. Yeah, it's a weapon. What is the weapon? The blood. That boy killed his brother. And the Lord said, that boy's blood still speaking.
Yep.
So if Abel's blood can speak, how much more?
Yes.
Is Jesus' blood speaking?
Yes, sir.
The blood of Jesus is still speaking help.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Receive that. It went down in somebody. The blood of Jesus is still speaking my help. Woo, God have mercy. I wish I had somebody to help me turn this place over. The blood of Jesus is still speaking help to Leroy, help to Lon, help to Ronald. The blood of Jesus is still speaking help.
Help.
Not help, help.
Yes.
A weapon don't ask for no help. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it's written, curse is everyone that hangs on a tree. Sickness and disease is a curse. Health and long life is a covenant. Come on here. Sickness and disease is a curse. Health and long life is a covenant. Sickness and disease is a curse. He didn't come to curse us. I got a divine agreement with God.
Yes, sir.
That if I believe him, he can do it.
Yes, sir.
I'm fully persuaded.
That
what he had promised,
he's
also able to perform.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
I walk by faith, not by sight. I walk by faith, not by feeling. Verse 14. Galatians 3, 4. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive, might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Might receive the promise of the Spirit. The promise of the Spirit is that he's wounded for my transgression. Bruce, you see that?
Yes.
Help belong to me.
Help belong to me.
But it's not automatic. That's why I'm here preaching. That's why God set the system up. In Ephesians 4, he called pastors and teachers and prophets that they might build the body of Christ in a midst of a dying world, that they might walk in manifestation.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Now, go to Philippians 3. Here's another man point.
Oh, my.
The righteousness of faith is a producer of help. The righteousness of faith is a producer of health. If you say you're operating in faith and can't get healed, you're not operating in faith.
That's right.
Because now, how you know I'm not operating in faith? If you settle down and accept the condition that is not health, you're not operating in the righteousness of faith.
Yes, sir.
Go to you brought your shouting clothes, go to Philippians. Philippians,
hallelujah.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody might be on a sick bed listening to me today. You might be in the hospital. You might have a loved one. Turn this tape on. Turn it on. Turn it on. If they got the Spirit of God in them, they're going to hear it.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel it right now. They're going to hear it. I think we're going to have some exciting miracle.
Absolutely.
Come from the knowing the cross is the weapon.
Yes, sir.
Huh? The cross is the health enforcing weapon.
Yeah.
Huh? And God, here it is. God said, preach it, boy. I'll back you up. Whoa, he backed me up, boy. Said, I'm going to back you up. See, if they hear that, I'm going to back you up. I can't turn this down, God said.
Yes,
now, the righteousness of faith is a producer of help. Here in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That's help right there. And the fellowship of his suffering, that's held right there, he paid for it. Being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might obtain to the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Brethren, listen to it. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this is one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Now, here come your help. Here come your healing and help. Verse 14, here it come. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Help in the body of Christ is part of the high calling.
Yes, sir.
Don't let on accept a low calling.
No, sir.
No, you're supposed to be a manifester of the power and the glory and the love,
yes,
and the mercy and the grace and the goodness of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your body is not your boss. Your body cannot accept the disease unless you let it accept it.
Yes,
when your soul connected to your spirit, which is connected to the Holy Ghost, get in action, everything got to change.
Yes, sir.
Supernaturally. Quickening.
Yeah.
Remember that word quickening.
Yes, sir.
Quickening. Remember the word resurrected health.
Yes, sir.
My goodness.
Yes.
Now, this one is strong. We're ready to send the children home. What I'm about to tell you now, the children. When I say children, I'm talking about child, people who have not grown in faith. Because I'm about to introduce something to you. I'm about to introduce wounds. Listen carefully because you go to the you say, Ryan, tombs.
Mm-hmm.
You know that graveyard tomb?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we got sickness and disease tomb in our soul.
Wow. Yes. Wow.
And we're always walking around them tombs.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't see the resurrection because we got too many tombs. Womb, tomb. We got chains that is placed in our soul. And we're cutting ourselves up with sickness and disease.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It got serpents. Serpents. Disease serpents living in our soul. Oh, nobody want to hear that. So, oh, no, that Reverend, I'm saying, I don't want to hear that. No, they ain't there. Mm-hmm. They're holding that signal. You got to get them out.
Yeah. Wow.
We got mountains in our soul. The only mountain that a believer has is their ignorance. That's the only mountain you got.
That's good,
sir. The only mountain, because anything you see is not a mountain to you, because you got power to tell it move. But if you let it stay, it's your ignorance. But listen, a mountain in our soul, chain in our soul, serpents in our soul. What? Tomb. Womb. Trauma. And drama is in our soul, keeping our bodies sick. You know what it says in 3 John?
Yes, sir.
Whoever worship the Lord, then your prophets will be in health. You remember, he said in Psalm 139:14, the internet voice, my soul knows right well.
Yes,
see, if I can keep your soul crossed up, I can keep you sick. Mark chapter 5. Mark gospel. I got to find a closing place. Mark chapter 5. Woo, glory to God. I don't know what I've done, but I preach myself happy. Yeah, yeah. Well, wherever I'm well, then I'm going to get weller. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Mark chapter 5. Mark, why am I sick and can't get well? And I'm a child of God. And I read that the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. You read it, right? Mark chapter 5. Being sick and can't get well, you're dealing with an unclean spirit.
Wow.
A satanic force that cannot get in your spirit, but he's oppressing you in your soul.
Yeah.
And as he oppresses your soul, he can oppress your body. That's all it is. Satanic oppression. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good, healing all who were what? Oppressed of the devil. How many of y'all seeing this?
Yes, sir.
Now, Mark 5, the tomb, T-O-M-B, of sickness and disease have been planted in the soul of many believers.
Wow.
Mm-mm-mm.
Wow.
Mm-mm-mm. But it must be moved. Mark chapter 5, verse 1. And they came over to the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes.
Mm-hmm.
And when he, Jesus, was come out of the ship, immediately there met him a man out of the tombs.
Uh-huh.
A man with an unclean spirit. Now, what I'm saying to you is the man was not just coming out of the tomb was in him. Just like he said, with unclean spirit, he had unclean spirit, but that tomb lived in him too. See, the tomb of sickness and disease can come to you by some man tell you this incurable.
Wow, that's good, sir.
Where they gonna go? Right in your soul, and you're gonna lay down and die.
Yes, sir.
Now, you who hearing this message will have something to rise up on. It doesn't matter what nobody say.
That's right.
I got the last word about what's going to happen to this body. If I turn it over, everything to somebody else and don't study to show myself approval unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth about my health and about my healing, I'm going to turn it over to somebody else.
Sir.
I've let men put a tomb in my soul.
Wow.
I'll bring health and a cure. That's what the Lord said. And they came over to the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarene. And when he was come, verse 2, out of the ship, immediately they met him out of the tomb, a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tomb. Everybody who's sick and not expected to get well, you're dwelling among the tomb.
Wow.
And if you watch out, you'll be there pretty soon too.
Wow.
Because he's out to kill you.
Right.
The thief, we started off, the thief coming out about to do what? Steal. Right. Who had his dwelling, verse 3, among the tomb, and no man could bind him, no, not with chain. That's Satan, you see. Because he had been often bound by fetters and chain. Now, also in your soul, when you can't get well, are chains. You're tied down somewhere you shouldn't be tied down. And the chain had been plucked asunder by him and the fat are broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. It's about help. And always, night and day, he was in the mountain. At a mountain. No, he wasn't only in the mountains. My brother and sister, the mountains was in him. The tombs in him, the mountains in him, the unclean spirit in him, the chain in him. He was in the mountain and in the tomb. No, the mountain was in him and the tomb was in him. Crying. Look what he's doing now. Cutting himself with stone. Yo, we believe in cutting. Cutting me. Take that out. God didn't know what he's doing. Nobody, take it out. I don't need it. No, you don't. You do need it. So I can eat what I want to eat. You know. Saturday, I said, I don't want to disrespect anybody, but they got an operation they cut on you to make you smaller. They messed with something that was designed by God. I know sometimes it may be you have to have some help, but not just for, oh my goodness. But when he saw Jesus afar, oh my, ran. My God, I wish I could get somebody to see Jesus and worship him. He saw him. Do you see him? Do you see him? How we see Jesus there? In his word. Uh-huh. Have you seen him since I've been preaching? When he saw Jesus. Woo! Afar off. He ran and worshiped him and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou son of the most high God? What he called him, son of the most high God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. Now the devil's talking now. For he said unto them, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? Here go your hog. Here come your hog meat. I'm about to deal with the swine. Y'all love swine. Y'all love to eat swine, all right? Swines are full of demons. Yes, wow. Why it wasn't a lamb? Somebody had some lamb out there. Why it wasn't sheep? Why the devil asked to go in the swine? Now you won't turn me off because there go your hog head cheese. Bakotarayasha, I need a help, Lord. Tararababasa. He said, come out the man, the unclean spirit, verse 8. And he asked him, what is thy name? He said, my name is Legion, for we are many. And verse 10 said, and he besought him much as in him much that he would not send them away out of the country. I don't know why Jesus did this. I don't know why he exposed the hog or what. I don't know why he did this. I don't know why. Maybe someday he'll tell me. I don't know why he told him. No. But he just said, swine, go on in them swine. Now they were near, down in verse 11. Now there was near unto the mountain a great herd of swine feeding. And the devils, see, I can do some damage through swine. The devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. What? And forward Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There was about 2,000 and was choked in the sea. Watch now. Watch, I'm closing. Watch. And then as fed the swine, fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus. Verse 15, and they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting. And clothes. This man naked most of the time. But look at the next statement. What did he say in the next statement? Huh? It, one poison. What the next day? In his right mind. I want somebody on the line say it. And in his right mind. If you sick and can't get well, you are out of your mind. You got to imagine to see yourself, whatever wasn't working, you got to imagine that it's working. And they were afraid. Clothed in his right mind. Let me try to close here. Oh, Lord. Revelation. Identification. Glorification. Application. And the resurrection of help is to glorify God in and with our body. Let me get it again. Revelation, identification, glorification, application, and the resurrection of health is to glorify God in and with our body. Write down 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. I don't have time. With grace and faith in place, health understanding and health power is released and can't be stopped. I'll give it to you again. You want it again? With grace and faith in place, health understanding and health power is released and can't be stopped. Write this down. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. It is time for health to come alive in the body of Christ. Which is your body because you are his body. John 10:10, we just read that. The smoke of Satan must be dealt with properly and return to the covenant will of God must come forth. Your help, oh my, I don't care what time it is. Your help. Listen, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Body of Christ, I want you to hear this. Your health is part of your salvation. You're not fully saved till you're healthy.
Wow. That's good, Tom.
I wish I had time. Philippians 2, 12. He tells us to work out your own salvation. And 13. And then I'll close with this. I want to read this scripture and close. Now I'm going to be over a little bit, but turn to Psalm 103. I'm going to close here. Don't forget what we're talking about. Health is the manifestation of the sons of God. Turn with me to Psalm 103. We're going to close. I'm going to make a statement, then I'm going to close. I hope I've helped you this morning. Hope you go over these things. I hope you recognize that we're destroying the works of the devil. Acquaint your soul with the name and benefits of health. Opening 5 doors to your health and quantity and quality of life. Yes, Psalm 103, verses 1 to 3. I'm going to read that part. Or you'll see all that as I read it. Acquaint your soul with the name and benefits of health. Opening 5 doors. Hear that well. Opening 5 doors to your health and quantity. I'll satisfy you with a long night. Teach me, he'll teach you how to have wisdom and number your days. And quality of life. Psalm 103, verse 1. All of that I just read in that last point is in this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. That name is right there. Bless his holy name, a name which is above every name. Okay, you go, bless the Lord, all my soul. Now you come benefit. Forget not all his benefit. Now here's five things substantiate your health. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity. Number one, who healeth all thy diseases. Number two, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Number three, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Number four, who satisfied thy mouth with good things. Number five, you see him?
Yes, sir.
Meditate, dude.
Yes, sir.
And then he says, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Healing and help wings. Not like this, though. Not like this. I'm just doing this. That's the eagle. Have been attached. Everybody at home, stretch your arms out. I'm about to pray. Healing and health wings has been attached to your life by the word of God. Hospital, wherever you are, rest home, wherever you are, whatever condition you may be in, right now, you're about to fly in health. Matter of fact, soar in health. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for your word. Every feeble part, Lord, make it substantial in the heart of the men and women who trust me enough to be here to hear your voice through me. Everything I preach, let it come alive in their sleep, in their conversation, and Lord, in their bodies, in their souls, and in their body. Let it be harmony between their spirit, soul, and body. And Lord, I ask you for miracles. I ask you for signs. I ask you for oneness. I ask you to manifest yourself, that we manifest as the sons of God, walking in divine health. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise God.